Frontier Swiss.
Hi, I'm looking for Chris. Is he in?
He isn't today. He's gone out of town for the rest of the week.
Okay. Is there a good email to reach him at by any chance?
It's just chris@frontierswiss.com.
Okay. And do you by any chance happen to know when the company does its financing or looks to bring on some extra equipment?
We usually look in fourth quarter.
Okay. Fantastic. Are you guys,
yep, new purchases.
Are you guys looking for anything this year?
I can't answer that one for sure.
Okay.
I would say maybe. But we're really crazy busy right now, and I don't know if we will or not. Because
okay.
Chris is my brother, so yeah, he and I talk all the time about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
You know, yeah. So I would try him back, yeah. Or send him an email for sure, and he'll see that, and then we can get back at you.
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of machines do you guys usually do? Is it mostly CNC, or is it more like lathes?
No, all CNC. You know,
$150,000,
$200,000 machines.
Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic. Well, that's something that we can definitely help you out with. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff, and we definitely specialize in equipment financing for machine shops. I know we helped out a couple other people last year. It looks like we helped out like G&E Machine and a couple other companies. I just wanted to follow
ours all would be ours would all be those larger jumbo loans at 5-6 years kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
That's where all of our stuff is.
Is you guys' just credit looking pretty good?
Perfect, yeah. Yeah. If it's
that's
not
good.
The best credit you've ever seen, I would be blown away.
I don't know. I've seen some pretty good credit.
Ours is perfect. It is.
Okay.
Absolutely perfect. Yep.
Awesome. And you said it would be around 250K, yeah?
Uh-huh. That'd be a good range, yep.
Alrighty. Is there a specific machine that you guys have in mind that you're kind of looking at? Or like a wish list kind of machine?
Nope. Not right now.
Okay. Do you guys usually...
But the thing is once we get into fourth quarter and we start looking at our balance sheet, that's when a machine starts to make a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, 179, the 179 write-off is always haunting us every single year.
Yeah. Like, oh, what can we do? Yeah, I understand.
We have to spend some money. That's how it always goes.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Have you guys, do you guys work with your local bank as well?
U.S. Bank. Primarily, we have worked through local banks in the years past, InTech funding, you know, some other funding houses, but U.S. Bank is who we're carrying the most paper with right now.
Okay. Have you ever tried to compete with them?
Yeah, no, we actually, we send it out, but nobody has been able to so far. Percentage rates and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so that would be if you send Chris an email on what you guys really offer range wise and interest wise and repayment schedules. That'll definitely interest him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Checking back with you because he's the one that makes the payments and deals with the accounting issues surrounding it. I'm the one that makes the decision on whether we pull the trigger on the machine or not. So
that's a good system.
He's the guy you want to talk to. Yeah, one of us. Yeah, I'm on the gas and he's on the brakes.
Just out of curiosity, what's most important to you? How much you pay back on the loan or your monthly payments?
Interest rate.
Okay.
Payment amount, not necessarily. We like to go at least the 5-year term, you know. We don't need usually an odd payment schedule during the year, but we like to have the lender have the flexibility to do that, you know what I mean, where you make payments 9 or 10 months out of the year and then 1 or 2 months not, depending on, because a lot of the machinery that we run for our customers, somewhere every customer will have a down month or two in their schedule. It's just everybody. Like, it's like that year reset. For some people it comes in first quarter, some people it comes in third and fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But so every machine we have 18 machines, and every machine we have will have that. It'll have a 30 to 60 day lull, a big soft spot.
Okay.
In the annual schedule, and so sometimes we'll come back and say, hey, can you do a 10-month payment schedule, repayment schedule over 5 or 6 years? So that's typically it, just that you're flexible. That's the biggest thing for him.
Okay.
If you're fixed and you say, no, this is our loan, take it or leave it, you probably would leave it.
Yeah, I understand. Well, we have a lot of programs for it, so hopefully we can get you one that you can kind of like. Do you guys do new or used?
Aaron, where are these? I'm trying to find these. Can you go look and tell me where those guys are? Say that again. Oh, both. New and used, both, yes.
Okay.
There's no rhyme or reason to it. It really comes down to if a used machine is available and we can and it fits our need, then we'll go used versus new.
Okay. What's your guys' expected return on one?
I'm not going to tell you that. Get into business, bud. Yeah, spend the millions I have, and then you'll know.
There you go. Alrighty, does U.S. Bank offer like a no down payment?
Yep.
Oh, that's
they're completely flexible, is my point. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why we've used them. So you would have to be as flexible, and Christopher would be the one to bend his ear more on that because he sees every loan and every deal we've done. He sees it and deals with it every day, every month. So I think. Oh, thanks. Okay. Get me like a dozen or so of those to give to him. Two dozen. Sorry about that. So
I understand your business.
Chris at Frontier Swiss, just send that through, and then I'd say holler back next week.
Chris at Frontier Swiss?
Yep, frontierswiss.com.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, can I just ask one more question? How long have you guys been in business?
Since 1998.
Okay, cool. I'll collect some of the data that I can based on what you've told me. I know that we're not like a bank, traditional bank, and we're not going to just tell you up front, like, hey, you have a 2% rate, because we can tell you that all day, but, you know, in the end, that's not really what happens. But we can definitely see what we can do for you. It sounds like you know your price range pretty well. I mean, you've been buying them for a while now.
We've been doing it a long time, We financed a ton of machine. I've financed probably $2 million worth of equipment in the last 10 years.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Two or three, actually, yeah. But like I said, Christopher sees it every day. He knows right off the top of the head, almost his head, exactly where his loans are. You know what I mean? He would be the guy that you run the numbers by, and he's, you know, and if he's impressed, you'll impress him. But me, I'll be like, yeah, okay.
I deal with the
machining side of it more.
Yeah. Okay. And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name's Lance.
Lance. Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll put a little something together and shoot it over to Chris. You said it'll be in next week, yeah?
Yep, it'll be in first next week. So it's in the middle of next week at the latest. You can call back and say hi.
Alrighty. I'll call him next Wednesday.
I know he's always interested in what's available.
Yeah, it's kind of smart to shop around. So, what's a good time? Is this a good time? Or?
Yeah, it's a good time of day. Absolutely. Alrighty.
Fantastic. Alrighty. Thank you, Lance. I really appreciate it, and I'll get back to you guys. Hopefully we can beat out the U.S. Bank and get you a couple different loans that work for you guys.
That works. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day.
Okay, you too.